first bullpen session of the year. We're joined by Dalton Kellett. How you feeling heading into opening weekend 2022? Oh boy.
It's all.
I don't know what year it is anymore.
I don't even know anymore. Feels like it was just yesterday we were here a couple years ago when everything, you know, got different, right? No, it feels great to be here. Really looking forward to the start of the year. We've got a great crew with the new teammates coming on board, and Kalon on the number four and Rocket supporting the other two entries. So it'll be really exciting to kick the season off. Track walk yesterday, everything looks good as usual. You know, they do a great job putting the circuit together. We had one test day for my car and a couple others for the rookies. So we've had some good data coming into the season, and looking forward to getting on track and seeing what it's gonna be like.
So I know testing isn't necessarily the best indicator from Sebring to here, but were you able to find anything that maybe you hadn't in the past heading into this year that you can at least start to, you know, fine tune this weekend?
Yeah, I think specifically we worked on the dampers are always kind of a topic of conversation, right? So there was some stuff that we tried there that I thought was a good positive, and it was a positive in terms of lap time at Sebring, and it's a bumpy short track, so hopefully that kind of will transfer over. The thing with Sebring is that you're not there to really find the perfect setup for Sebring, right? You're just trying to update your sort of your book of changes that you have. That you might try something and it might, you want to see what direction it sends the car in, right? It may not be perfect for that day, but at least you know it will have that effect, and you can use that in your toolbook come race weekend. So I think everything we did there was good information to learn.
So you have two rookie teammates, one who has, in Tatiana, who has, one or two tests, and, Kyle, who has the road to Indy experience more recently. How do you, what advice can you give them heading into this weekend that might help them, but also, help you at the same time?
Yeah, for sure. I think the for them the big thing is going to be learning how to manage the reds and qualifying procedures. Length of the race is obviously going to be a bit different from the road to Indy stuff and what they've done before, but they're professionals and they're both very experienced and talented drivers, so I'm sure they'll be well up to speed in terms of all that stuff. And then from my side, I think we're all going to be pushing each other. Kyle's really quick, Tatiana's quick, so there's going to be good competition within the team, and we're all working together to make everything faster. So it's definitely a kind of communal atmosphere in the engineering room.
Do you feel good about having the three teammates? I mean, that means you've got three sets of engineers and all of that, so you have so much more data. What kind of things are you looking for to bounce off of each other?
Yeah, I think you kind of hit the point, right? The three cars does allow you to try more stuff, right? So we can, if we have different damper configurations or setup packages we want to try, we can split that over the three cars and maybe run through stuff a little bit quicker. So, that's more data, but then that also puts it back on us on, the engineers communicating well and that we're all working together to assimilate what we're learning on the three cars so we can all use it effectively. So that's, we have a new crew with the 11, so obviously we're all learning how to work together, and that's only going to get better as time goes on.
Yeah. How was that maple taffy?
Oh, it was actually pretty good.
Was it really?
The first round, it wasn't hot enough, and it just sort of poured right through the snow, so it was more of a snow cone. Poppy, I threw it on the ground, and Poppy started eating it. And then the second one, I got it hotter. It was boiling. Then I poured it on the snow, and it, gelled up into taffy, and it was pretty good.
So you have to, melt the actual syrup. Is that what?
Yeah, you have to get it really boiling. And the thing said to get it to, 240 degrees or something, and I didn't have a candy thermometer, so I think my meat thermometer wasn't really accurate, but I just got it as hot as I could basically and then poured it on, and it worked great.
That's so awesome.
Wait, let's take a quick time out before you go. There's such thing as a candy thermometer is what I'm learning today.
It's like a glass ampoule.
When you make hard candy, that's what you use it for, because it has to be a certain temperature before it'll harden.
So it works a little bit. I mean, it's the same principle, but I think it's a glass cylinder with a thermometer in it or something like that. It's a little different.
Sort of like the metal thing that you use for meat. Yeah, I know.
I'm learning new stuff today. All right. Well, good luck this weekend, man, and good luck all year.
All right, thank you.
All right, so we're joined by Connor Daly. Connor is going to give us a crypto lesson because I know he's a crypto expert now. So trust me, I have nothing on crypto. So we've heard the story of how it all came together. You get a multi-year deal, you're set now for the season earlier than typical. Does that give you less stress and more prep for the season?
Yeah, I think honestly, it's just it makes everything great. You know what I mean? Because you can focus on one opportunity, one situation. I mean, even the last 2 years, my Carlin deal for the ovals never really came through until like right before the weekend. And like, to be honest, like most of those times, like I was only announced for like Texas, and then like maybe I would get to the next one. So like, it was kind of always that way. And I think I'm actually really excited to like go to the ovals with this team. Obviously, right? Like ECR, I've always been against them at places that I really enjoy, like Iowa and Gateway and Texas. And so now, like, I've already been talking, like, last night me and my engineer were already talking about Texas because, like, we had to test there. I'm like, oh, wow, I haven't done that in years. You know what I mean? So, like, it's a nice thing to be able to focus on. And I think we've taken a nice step forward in the off season. So hopefully we can all just, you know, benefit from that together. And I think it's just kind of getting back to where you want to be as a driver. You just have a full-time job.
It's got to feel, like, way better. And then you can set up for the future too, right? Like you can say, okay, so I did this here, knowing that we're going to go to Iowa. This is what we need to work on, instead of being like, oh, I don't know. Yeah. And also, like, if I drive for one team, I can't necessarily take that info to another. So
yeah, I mean, I think you all, like, I have notes, right? So like, I was looking at my notes last night from Texas, and you know, because ovals are obviously very, very important, driver specific. So you find small things, and like I'm gonna want small things that they don't really know that I want yet. So it's kind of it's an exciting thing to be able to go to. You know, I'm obviously not gonna share all of Carlin's secrets. They're now in the Yunkos camp, but like I can't. You know, I think there's a lot that I can at least know that I like. And because Carlin gave me an incredible car, like all those races, so it's good to know what I like there.
So you've got Ed kind of stepping back to just the 500, maybe something else. So you've got more data across all races now. How psyched are you that not only of that, but it's, you know, it's somebody you've worked with at least for the last couple of years in Rhenus?
Well, it's, I mean, Rhenus is obviously one of the most, I think he's one of the most talented teammates I've ever had, for sure. I mean, I was at Andretti for two races, right? And there's a lot of really good guys there. But like, Rhenus is very, just has a lot of raw speed. So it is nice to be back with him. And we're definitely, you know, both of us talked over the offseason because we knew kind of, all right, I think we need to push the team in this area and we need to push ourselves in certain areas, right? So I think as a group we can all, you know, all be better, and I think we will be.
That's awesome.
Sweet.
I'm excited.
Me too. I'm pumped.
Like every race.
Oh, yeah.
Go crypto.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're big crypto people now. CD's Crypto Kingdom on Earnity. You got to follow it. Well, don't worry about it. It's a very astute elite community.
Oh, I can't be.
And all
of
the
it.
Moose are sold, so you can't buy a virtual moose. Yeah.
I'm so sad.
Well, best of luck this year, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Next up, we're joined by rookie of the number 18 car and friend of the show, David Maloukas. Your rookie weekend is finally here. Have you slept at all this week?
No, I actually. You know what? You know, other than this race weekend, I've not slept at all, and I've been stressing out and everything. But since we've been here, I've been sleeping really good, no stress. I'm just, like, really excited. I mean, I'm stressing about, like, you know, my suit looking good and, you know, shoes and everything. But exactly. but the racing side of things, yeah, I know, right? I'm like, you know, we had photo shoots yesterday. I was like, I need to look good, you know. So I took, like, 20. They were getting pissed at me, so they kicked me out. So I was like, okay, well, at least I got my shots. But no, the whole racing side, I'm honestly really excited. I'm not really nervous, and I'm almost, like, double thinking to myself. I'm like, why am I not nervous? Like, I should probably be nervous, like, you know. But no, I feel really good. You know, we did the track ride yesterday. I guess IndyCar, you get to, like, ride on carts now. You know, you're all fancy.
You're fancy now.
Yeah, exactly. Will Power blew past me in some turboed golf cart. So, but no, yeah, it was really cool. And I know I'm excited. I'm ready to get going.
You got a little bit of testing in the last month. Did that kind of confirm any thoughts on the car you had, you know, at the end of last year when you got the barber test and the IMS test?
You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, that's probably why I'm not nervous, because of that Sebring test last week. You know, it was 3 months off. We go into the Sebring test, and I was like, do I still remember how to drive a car? After, like, you know, 10 laps. Well, actually, first 10 laps, we tried a different seat, and it was just not working. But once we put the other seat in, everything fell back to normal, and I was like, okay, this is good. I still know how to drive. That's great. And then by the end of the day, we actually seemed to be, like, putting up decent times. Second day, we were trying many different things to get ready for St. Pete. But overall, I think that helped me a lot, like, boost up my confidence and say, like, okay, I think we're ready for St. Pete. So now that I think of it, I understand why I'm not nervous, because of that Sebring test.
We're solving yeah. Dilemmas right in the middle of an interview here.
Exactly.
So what's a realistic goal for this weekend? top 15, top 12, podium. You know, what are your goals for the weekend?
So that's I like that question, like after like qualifying.
Okay, so we're gonna pause and come back.
You can, this, yeah, it's an excuse to come back and we'll talk then. But I don't know. For now, expectations, I don't want to set them too high because mentally, even though I say it won't, it will affect me if I set a goal and I don't hit it. So for now, I'm honestly enjoying the moment. We're in IndyCar. I'm just gonna have a big smile and live my dream that I've had since I was, you know, still picking my nose as a little kid. So I'm excited.
We're so excited for you. Like, you deserve this.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Also, are they going to hear, like, all this, like, chatter in the background?
Maybe a little.
Okay, cool. So we're currently in a cafe right now having some coffee, and this is just background chat. Just, you know, set the mood for this.
You're setting the mood.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the
leisurely chat.
The glamour of the media bullpen is the extra noise you get in the recording.
Yeah. Well, it sounds nice, though, you know? It's kind of like that little white noise deal. Yeah. But anyways.
It does.
Everyone wants to talk to me.
Right, exactly.
Well, of course. She said, where do we... Karina said... Yeah, Karina said, where do we start? I said, we need to go to pit lane parley. That's where we need to go. That's where we start.
Now you're making us blush. And it's so early.
All right. We need to start with you guys or end with you guys, you know, because it's saying, like, finish with the best.
But
so.
We are coming to find you after qualifying.
Yes.
Okay, then you can answer that question.
We can do that. Well, sir, good luck. Enjoy practice today. I'm sure we'll see you around this weekend, so enjoy it.
Thank you. Will do.
Joined by Callum Ilott, rookie weekend, or I guess technically not your rookie weekend, but your full rookie season weekend. We're gonna go with that one. You had a couple races under your belt last year, so are you have the rookie nerve still, or is it a little bit better because you've gone through some of this already?
It's, I mean, with the street courses and road courses, I would say completely fine on that. I'm more excited to see what we can do. Where we're at, because it's a bit of an unknown. Obviously last year was chaotic in that sense, trying to get everything ready, but this year we've got a good baseline and it would be nice to see where we can start off. Obviously when we come to the ovals, that would be a different experience for me, so that will be more, I'll be a complete rookie for that, but right now go in as a fourth time IndyCar driver in that sense.
Have you done any sim work in an oval, just kind of familiarize yourself at all, or everything will be brand new?
Let's just say we've been a bit limited so far on what we can do, so I've done a little bit of sim just for the Sebring test. So we're building up to that. It's not easy. Everything's been quite... we've prepared, but it's been a challenge, if you know what I mean.
You tested Texas. You guys tested Texas sometime before the race, correct? So you get a little bit of... Something. Okay. All right. So next week. All right. So we're at St. Pete this weekend. You haven't raced here previously. So what are your thoughts about this pretty unique street circuit?
It's cool. It's nice to be in the warm weather coming down from Indy. So yeah, I can't complain on that side. Looks less bumpy than Long Beach. Similar in a certain sense, but obviously it's not the bumpiest circuit. I would say... Oh, hello. Sorry. Devlin's just out of nowhere. I don't think it will be the most challenging, but in its own way, those can always be the toughest races. Again, it will just set the benchmark for the year, what we can do, and what we'll find out.
My last question is, you're the only single car team in the biggest grid we've had in some years. Any stress about that, or you just, you know, kind of head down worrying about myself and, you know, don't worry about what I can't control?
Yeah, I can't control that. Yeah, it makes life tough, that's for sure. But again, I can't control it. I've got to work with what I got. I've got a great team around me, and they'll push as much as they can for me, and they have done. But yeah, it's not easy. It's not easy, and you know, you can see the teams with the most cars end up pushing the guys all towards the front because they can develop the most. But that's life. So I'm going to get on with it, see what we can do. If we can get another car, be great, but otherwise I've got me, and I'll work with me. Supposedly I'm good enough, so I'll take that.
Hell yeah. Well, good luck this year, man, and welcome to Florida.
Thank you very much.
We are now recording with Rinus VK. We are here at St. Pete in the media bullpen, so you have Connor Daly as your full season teammate for the first time. You know, you're not switching teammates at any point, unless, you know, when Ed comes in as a third car. How helpful is that to have another driver, the same driver at every race throughout the year for data and, you know, trading advice and whatnot?
I think it's nice. Definitely, you know, it kind of felt like Connor wasn't ready full time because we're not running that many ovals, actually. I'm happy now with Iowa being back. Connor drove with, he got a pole position in 2020. And, you know, he got a really good qualifying car there. So I think he definitely knows what the car needs right there. And he can help us with that qualifying pace and make sure we start more to the front of the pack. I know we have a good race car there, but qualifying, we just need to improve. So I hope Connor can definitely help there. And he's good at the ovals. So I'm excited to have him full-time here. New sponsor with Bitnau, who also is a co-sponsor of my car. So, yeah.
Can you give us a crypto lesson? Because we don't understand it either.
It's hard to understand. It took me a hard time.
The answer is
It's like a new currency.
Yeah.
Like every crypto is a new currency. You know, how people trade with different valutas and the prices go up and down. It's basically the same thing.
So I'm still just as confused as I was a couple minutes ago, but that's okay.
It's all right.
So
it's a good way to make money.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, I like that.
If you know what you're doing.
I don't.
Yeah.
So don't do it.
Don't do it. Okay.
I know people who do, so I just...
Connor,
I
right?
I get other people.
Connor has people for him.
Yeah. Connor has a lot of people.
We don't let Connor handle the money.
So, last year after your injury was a little tough to get going and, you know, find a rhythm. Now that you're, you know, 100% fully healed, you had a full offseason to test. How much more confident are you that last year's in the rearview mirror and you're going to be back to where you were, you know, winning races at the beginning of the year and top five in points at one point and, you know, starting fast?
I'm very excited. Of course, we had a tough last part of the season, but it really, really lit the fire into the team to really improve the offseason because we know what we could do at the beginning of the season. And we know what we need to get back there. So we spend a lot of time on a simulator and developing lots of new setups and like a whole different philosophy of setting up a car just as a different setup to try. So we went to Sebring and we were super competitive, which, you know, the last time we were super competitive was Detroit. So right. It's been a long time and it's definitely a great feeling being back on pace and being back, you know, scaring the other guys. But still, I'm a little nervous to see how it plays out on an actual track we're racing at and with everyone trying to give their best. So we're definitely going to see the actual pace compared to the others this afternoon. But I'm very excited and very confident that we're going to improve, maybe even compared to the first part of the last season.
So you mentioned kind of a philosophy change in setting up the car. I know you can't spill all your secrets, but is there a general direction or theme in that change that you guys found that suited the car much better this year?
Well, I spend a lot of time also with my engineer, and he really knows what I need on a car, and it's really clear, you know, I need to be able to attack. And that's my driving style. That's what fits best with me. And we actually built a setup, a whole new setup, that like rotates around that.
Okay.
So normally you kind of use the same setup on St. Pete, but then like an evolution, you like make an evolution every year and make some changes that hopefully get better. But now we got something totally new, which, you know, we're not sure if it's going to work out, but it's also like... It's not only for this track, it's for different tracks. So I think it's a good new base to try and good new thing to get going.
Yeah, because you don't know if you don't try, right? I assume you've got backup plans.
So we got that other setup, and we know that's a good setup.
Yeah.
We know we can be quick with that, so.
Sports stars. They're like superheroes.
But they're actually real.
Which is why we've made a podcast about them. You see,
they've all got a story.
But too many of these stories were cut short.
Kobe Bryant.
Payne Stewart.
Flo Jo.
Phil Hughes.
Justin Fashanu.
We're writing episodes about all of them.
And sadly, many more.
Death of a Sports Star. A new series from Crowd Network.
Get ready, race fans, because the ultimate NASCAR experience is about to hit the airwaves. Welcome to Pit Pass NASCAR, the podcast that takes you deep into the heart-pounding world of NASCAR racing.
Join us each week as we bring you closer to the NASCAR action with exclusive interviews and all the news and rumors you need with your favorite drivers, team members, and industry insiders.
So whether you're a fan of super speedways, short ovals, or road racing, or you've just watched Talladega Nights, Pit Pass NASCAR is the podcast you've been waiting for.
Get ready to fuel your passion for NASCAR like never before. Subscribe now to Pit Pass NASCAR on your favorite podcast platform or head to evergreenpodcast.com and get ready to join us.
Launching in the fall on Evergreen Podcast Network. Follow us on social media at pitpass_NASCAR to stay up to date with everything you need to know about the podcast.
So this one is more like looking to pass and just kind of regardless of where you qualify, you can attack from wherever you are.
The setup is just more... Yeah, it's just a whole different thing. And I think it'll help me. Like, it helped me passing cars. I can definitely go attack a little more. But also, yeah, you know, it looks good on the simulator. It looked good in Sebring. But does it look good here? We don't know. Yeah.
Well, best of luck, man, and we look forward to seeing you out there.
Yeah, thank you.
Next up, we're joined by Felix Rosenquist. How are you feeling heading into 2022? I know testing was pretty successful, so confidence heading into practice one this afternoon?
Yeah, like a quiet confidence, I guess. We're not guns yet, you know. I feel like we worked hard and there's no stone that wasn't unturned, you know, that wasn't turned during the off season. So We're pretty confident that, you know, we've done the work we can, and obviously we never know what the actual race weekend is going to bring us. But let's see where we stand this afternoon. I think we're going to be way more clever in a couple of hours regarding where, you know, we're going to be. But like always, it's going to be tight, man. It's going to be hundreds between maybe top 10 or top 15. So yeah, let's see.
You've got 26 cars out there this year, which is three or four more than last year, with less space on pit lane, less space on the track. Is that anything to worry about, or it is what it is?
It is what it is. I think, you know, we had this number of cars at some races, and I think it's a good thing in general. You know, it means that the sport is growing, and it's more competitive, right? Maybe in qualifying it can get a bit crowded, but we also don't have any slow drivers, so I think the overall pace from everyone is going to be good. So I don't think it's going to be a massive problem, but let's see.
So one of the ideas floated this offseason was switching qualifying from two groups of 12-ish to three groups of 8 or 9, and they obviously didn't go with that. Were you in favor of that idea or something similar, or two groups of whatever is probably easier?
I think two groups is better because you kind of lose the, what do you call it, like the excitement of the qualifying if you have three groups, and it becomes a bit artificial as well with the results. So, and I think there was some issues with that system that was never really going to play out well. So, I think two groups is fine, honestly. Like 13 cars should be plenty to get around. Yeah, you never know. It's always like there's a couple of names that you have to worry about, but overall, should be fine.
You're driving with Pato again this year. Have you? I know you guys drive very different cars, but have you been able to glean anything in testing this offseason from his wildly different setup to adapt to what you like in a car this year?
Well, I think that's been a big thing where we just kind of came to the fact that, you know, we're. At this point, we probably don't like the same, and we're not gonna try to make us both like the same. And I think as we're two cars, we kind of want to explore a little bit different. I mean, we're pretty close in setup, to be honest. Like the family of setup will be fairly similar starting a weekend, but we're gonna be more open to like going a different way, let's say. But yeah, I mean, hopefully we'll find some things along the way that will be good for both of us. And that's why we truly believe that when, especially for myself, you know, I think when I find more things that I like with the car, as I think we found in Sebring, I think Pato's going to like it as well. So, yeah, it's one of those things that always like, In progress.
Speaking of Pato.
Speaking of Pato, there is.
Always. What's the one thing you're looking forward to this season?
I mean, just coming back. I mean, I feel way more calm and confident going into this season. Just, you know, having another shot at having a good year. That means a lot. You know, I think you never really get second chances in life. And last year was horrible. You know, I didn't do well, and I think there was just, I didn't enjoy the car, and I feel happy I'm here for a new fresh start, and I know I can, you know, win races and be up there, and we had some good races in the end of the year last year, so I think we continue on that trend, and with the improvements we made in the offseason, we should have, you know, an enjoyable year.
Well, best of luck, man. We look forward to seeing you out there this year.
Thank you.
Next up is Marcus Ericsson. Marcus, you had a fantastic year last year. How do you build on a successful year from last year right into this year?
Bringing the confidence from last year, I think, is a big thing. You know, I go into this season knowing that I can win on this level, knowing that I can run up front. So that's definitely a big thing for me. I feel, confident. I feel calm in a way, you know. So that's a big difference to 12 months ago. And also, you know, to be able to continue with the same team, with the same race engineer, it's also a big thing, you know, especially in a competitive series like IndyCar. So we have a lot of positive things going into this year, and we feel like we can build on that last year performance and really take the fight to try and challenge for a championship.
So with so many engineers changing throughout this offseason especially, you have the same engineer, essentially the same team. How important is that to hit the ground running this weekend and at the start of the year in general?
I think for me it's very important because IndyCar, you know, being a one-spec series, is all about the details. You can see in a qualifying session, a 10th up or down can really mean you're out in Q1 or you're going all the way to Q3 and fast 6, you know. So it's like, it's so small details, and the relationship between race engineer and driver is so important. So I think for me to be able to go into my third year with Brad is a massive thing for me, and he really understands what I need as a driver to get the most out of my driving style. And that, I think, was one of the big things last year, because we had, you know, a second year together, and he started to get those small tweaks on the setup that I liked, and that was really paying off. And obviously going into a third year makes me very excited because we can build on that. So I think it really, it's a really good thing for me having that.
Out of curiosity, all the new Formula One cars are out. You've seen them testing. Which car style-wise do you think is the best, and who's the championship constructor this year? We're going to put you on the spot.
Yeah, you're putting me on the spot here. I think the Ferrari looks beautiful, you know, like the dark red and black just brings so much, like, what do you say, like, it looks like the 90s almost, you know, so it's a really beautiful-looking car, I think. They seem to be pretty fast as well, to be fair. But, yeah, I think it's hard to bet against Mercedes or Red Bull for the championship, but I'm hoping we'll be a mix up there, you know, and McLaren seem to be pretty strong as well, so if they could take the fight, that would be really cool to see. I'm guessing, I'm struggling to say who will win, but definitely the best looking car is the Ferrari.
It's always hard when you get put on the spot like that to give a good answer without, like, trying to give too much away. So I get it. So you've got Jimmy Johnson now is a full-season teammate, and Tony Kanaan for the 500s. You have five cars at the 500, extra data all season. I know Jimmy is a second-year driver in a way, which is still weird to say, but how much benefit does that extra data provide?
I think it's great. You know, it's one of the big things for us in Ganassi. We have four cars, obviously, and we work so well together, you know. And we all come from very different backgrounds and different experiences. So I really do feel like last year, one of the big keys for success was that sort of friendship between us drivers and the way we were pushing each other to be the best we can be. So to be five now in the 500 is going to be huge, because I felt like TK was really bringing a lot to the 500 last year, you know, with his experience and his enthusiasm and he's driving. He was helping me a lot last year in the 500. You know, I was bouncing a lot of things off him during the month. So I was really excited to see him staying on for the 500 this year. And obviously Jimmy, with all his, you know, oval experience, it's definitely going to be interesting to see how he is going to be on the ovals. And I'm sure we're going to be all able to learn some stuff from him, even though it's a new type of car for him. But we could see already in Texas last year when he did the the test there, he was like on the pace straight away from like lap one on the oval. So I think he will be very strong in the oval. So that was going to be a benefit for all of us.
Completely unrelated to St. Pete, what's your favorite track to drive? It doesn't have to be IndyCar. Any track.
I always say Suzuka is my favorite one. I love that. Yeah, I think that's a really good track. And it was my first F3 win was there. And I was always very strong in F1 there. So I love Suzuka.
Well, good luck this year, man.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Coming up on 5 Minute News, I'm Anthony Davis. You might think it's partisan because maybe it's critical of one side or the other, but it's not. It's just the truth. And I think that's also something that's kind of unusual for Americans listening to the radio or to podcasts, because the news landscape in the States has been so partisan for so many decades. So 5 Minute News is verified, truthful, independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.